Let's have Eric start about an announcement in September, if you would, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Were we able to get that flyer, Dina? Okay. Matt and I are going to be hosting, in conjunction with Partner 135, a team leader training. It's one day on September 23rd, right here in this building, from 9 to about 4. So we want to invite you to come out and learn about biblical missions. We're going to be teaching on that. We're going to be teaching on how to plan a trip. We're going to be teaching and telling you and sharing with you what we do at Partner 135 and how that involves you. So if you have any inkling to go to the nations, be a team leader, if you know that's in your heart, or if you even wonder if it is there, please come on out. We're going to be talking about all that with you guys, and it's going to be a fun time. Do you want to say anything on that?
Yeah, please be sure and RSVP to Eric or me and let us know that you plan to come. Guys, we have a goal in our organization. We want at least 20 teams a year, and we want that to add up to at least 200 Americans going to the nations. And then we also have a goal of 2,000 nationals going from nation to nation around the world. And so we're just trying to lean into this. We believe it's from God. And so if the Holy Spirit's nudging you right now, hey, I should check this out, then say yes to him. Because it was years ago that I said yes for the first time. My life has never been the same. It's not the same. And it just, every yes just keeps getting sweeter and sweeter, whether it's with my neighbor or my friends, coworkers, or around the world. So if he's nudging you in any way, I just want to exhort you to say yes, Holy Spirit. That's all I had. All right. But excited for this. We have no idea what we're doing, so it's going to be fun. Let's see. What else do I need to talk about today? Oh, we just had a board meeting in Idaho, and it was really good. Just talking about our vision, mission, values, goals, and the direction ahead. And we're seeing really good kingdom fruit being grown right there in our board. Coming into more kingdom alignment, which is Partner 135. We're led by a board. Like, I have bosses, and I can't just go do whatever I want to do. I have to answer to people. It's great for accountability purposes, for prayer, for encouragement, for fundraising. But you know, this board is overseeing the whole work, and we get to go and spend time together. We were at a church there in Boise, Idaho, ministering to that church. This is a church that hasn't been involved in missions, and so we got to do several breakout sessions. We did four each night concurrently, and people from the community were invited. We got to go spend an evening in the park and preach the gospel in the city of Boise's, one of their parks. I don't know what's going to happen with any of that. I don't know what's going to happen with the breakout sessions, but Eric did a really wonderful one. You want to talk about it?
Sure. So yeah, I did share on witnessing, just living a lifestyle on mission, witnessing in the marketplace, in the workplace, and it was really fun. Like, this church was hungry. Like, they showed up with their notebooks, they're taking notes. We did a lot of Q&A, and it's just really good. And I believe that happened in all the breakout sessions. So this church was so hospitable. Like, they just welcomed us in. They were hungry. They wanted to catch fire for Jesus. And so that's really what was expressed. Yeah, some very personal testimonies also with several guys I was able to talk with. We went on a prayer walk hike there up to Table Rock. It was so hot. Me and Candace went anyway, though. But had some really good conversations with some of the local church people. And the Lord's doing a work. And it's so fun to go to a new place and just partner with what the Lord's already doing in people's lives. Give them that extra, that nudge, that next thing, the one question they had, and maybe we have that answer. And so it was really neat just getting to experience that. And as a family, the whole family went. It was 11 days, longest time we've been away from our house. But it was good. It went really well. And so, yeah, we're really excited about that. We can do this. So, amen.